They've blocked all the exits. They're trying to silence us.
Let them try to silence us.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us.
Come out.
You're afraid of change. I don't know the future.
Less is real. Less.
I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end.
We need you to condemn Hamas.
I came here. Tell you how it's going to begin.
Then bless it be!
I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Mandelson's tough, but not tough enough. We're live. It's Saturday, the 23rd day of May, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. And looks like Trump's going back in to attack Iran.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
It is Saturday, May 23rd, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. And not since this war began 80-plus days ago, and there's been a few weeks of ceasefire, has all the international air travel been told, do not go over Iran. Trump turned around Air Force One yesterday when he was flying to go to his New Jersey golf course facilities for Don Jr.'s wedding. He said he had an emergency and had to come back. Now, Steve Bannon has incredible sources. He says Gabbard was told to quit. Reuters has talked to three different high-level White House sources to say, indeed, Trump told her, you can quit or I'm going to fire you. And it was over her saying, do not go back into this war. The Mullahs are not going to fall right away. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. The Iranians have cut the undersea communication cables. The Iranians have informed President Trump he will make a huge mistake if he dares resume hostilities. The president says they'll refuse to bow our heads. Iran wants to keep their nuclear facilities control over the strait and even the uranium because they know in the war of attrition they're winning, as the Pentagon warned would happen, a 90% probability. People are saying they're crazy. No, they are pretty much crazy, Shiites, but they're crazy like a fox. So we're going to be tracking all of that as it unfolds, but here's footage of what it looks like when the missiles hit our bases in the Middle East.
Get cover!
Let's see that one more time. And it was first reported months ago, but now it's confirmed that the losses of our facilities and aircraft and everything was much worse than what the Pentagon was saying. So this is not a one-sided war. But it's because they can control the strait that they are in a winning position. So a freaking disaster is coming. GOP lawmakers rushing to bail on Trump. They're suddenly blocking all of his initiatives, all of his programs, telling him, we're not doing what you say anymore. So he thought he had his victory, getting MTG to quit and letting Israel come in and finance the removal of Massey and all the chicanery and skullduggery that went on there. Even Congressman Burchett is coming out saying the Republican leadership is handing all the power to the Democrats. This is treason. We're going to lose the midterms. I bring all this up not to be a cheerleader of doom, a panicking, but to get Trump not to make these wrong decisions, which he's been doing. So we have this news that we're about to hit in detail in this emergency live Saturday transmission on Rumble and on X and out to our radio stations as well. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or at AJN Live on X for the Alex Jones Network or rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the official new Rumble of the Alex Jones Show, the Alex Jones Network. It changes the world. Hit your text message list, your email list. Say the Forbidden Show is on right now. This is what the bad guys don't want you to see. Please tune in and share this link with everybody you know right now and tell them to share it. That completes the chain reaction. That's what we're looking for. That's how we overpower the system. That's what we've been doing. Get the free Android or Apple app as well at alexjonesapp.com and tell everybody you know about that. Get the Forbidden Show there. Share that link, alexjonesapp.com and the alexjonesstore.com with the very best supplements, credible knives, wide selection of Patriot apparel that funds this operation, the alexjonesstore.com. Then, of course, the new news site where you can find it all and the feeds there, our own house feeds, the feeds from Rumble, the feeds from X, all of it at alexjoneslive.com. It's another great URL to share because a lot of people have found the new show, some haven't, and we're all in this together, so I'm humbly asking you in this fight to choose this mission if you choose to accept it and share alexjoneslive.com. All right. I said 85 days ago or 86 days ago when this began, the mullahs wouldn't fall. We'd blow up a bunch of their stuff. Wouldn't matter. We'd turn the Middle East against us. They'd block the Strait of Hormuz. They'd cut the underlying cables. They'd blow up our radar facilities. They've done it all. Now, I studied this, so I already knew what was going to happen. But when I read the Pentagon assessment that they leaked days before Trump struck because they wanted him to not do it, I said, this is dead on because it was dead on. So we've been vindicated, as you know. And now Trump has backed off strikes the last few weeks, but now he's been reportedly pushed back into it. And I kept saying, and the archivists find this last month, if you look at the two last Iranian assassination plots against Trump, it was the CIA going around finding mentally ill Muslims in Pakistan and getting them to talk about coming to America and killing Trump. But it was just hype. The Iranians have real forces of sleeper cells here in Hezbollah. If they want to try that, they would have already done it, and they may still. So they have the potential of actually doing that. They have they've warned they have asymmetrical forces. So if you see professional huge strikes, good chance it was Iran. But if you see drones flying into Key West or something, and they go, "Oh, Cuba did it. We got to go to war." I predicted that before last week. The Pentagon said, "Oh, Cuba's preparing a sneak attack on us with drones. We got to have regime change." That's false flag city. That's Operation Northwoods. And I've said many times the last few months, look for them to rehype new plots to kill Trump and his family. And sure enough, they've come out and admitted, well, we can't prove the Iranians did it, but this guy was trained in Iraq by U.S. forces and the rest of it previously, and he was trying to go through Turkey into Europe to then go to Ivanka Trump's house and kill her. Now, maybe it's a true story. Maybe he was planning it. But the point is, there's no proven connection to Iran. It's just a pissed-off Muslim, like the pissed-off Muslim when this war started 85 days ago in downtown Austin that went into a bar and just started shooting people. And they admitted later, no, he was a lone wolf. They couldn't prove he was directed by Iran. If the Iranian professionals hit us, we will definitely feel it. So you can see the countdown to the attack. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. This is just perfect timing for something like this to happen on the eve of Trump striking, because they don't normally cut all the airspace off unless they're getting ready to hit them. It's nighttime over there now in the Middle East. Generally, the U.S. likes to strike in the middle of the night, so that would be middle of the night is in about 5 hours. So it's 12:25 Central p.m., if they are going to hit, I bet it's going to be at like 6 o'clock at night here in the United States. Now, when we first struck, normally we strike at night. It's much harder to shoot on the aircraft. But because Israel jumped the gun to push us into it, which has been admitted by the Secretary of State and others, they hit during the day to drag us in. And the Pentagon came out a week ago and told Trump, they've been given more high-tech weapons by China and Russia. They can now shoot down our planes. We've already lost 40-plus planes. That was admitted by Congress last week. Don't do it. So the Pentagon has really tried to put the brakes on this. Tulsi Gabbard did it as well. But Trump is doubling down. So I'm not predicting there'll be a strike tonight. But everything I see, and Air Force One turning around to go back to D.C. yesterday, and all that dramaticness doesn't look good. And I guess we'll be here in a few more months. You know, we've now seen Stephen Miller say, you know, it's been a generation since we've hit a country with weapons like this. He said that yesterday. I played the clip. What if we not use, you know, in a living generation? Most World War II people are dead. Nukes, atomic weapons, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. What's the talking point been from the neocons and their spokespersons? Let's use nukes, Mark Levin, others. Trump's saying he'll turn the whole country into a glowing crater. He says that he'll end their civilization, never to return. Sounds like nuclear threats to me. What is that going to do? It won't make them give up. And then it'll absolutely turn us into a pariah worldwide. It'll crash the economy. Pray to God that Trump doesn't do something like that. But that's where we are. So I'm going to hit a little bit more of this. Show some of the clips and things I've mentioned in the articles. I've kind of already told you, but I'd like to show you what I say. It's not like you're hiding under a rock. You probably already know most of this. But then I went to bed early last night because I was really tired, working hard this week, staying up late. I went to bed about 9 o'clock. And I got up at 3 a.m. To relieve my bladder. And I don't ever really do this, except they told me, turn your phone on. I turned my phone off. So I get the drawer, pull it out, turn it on. It's like 3:05 a.m. And there's just 50-plus texts. Rob Dew, members of Congress, you know, news producers, people asking my opinion. And so by 3:15, I'm drinking coffee. And I've done the deep dive on this. And it's much worse than what everybody's saying. And it's just flabbergasting. But Netanyahu promised 8-9 months ago to launch an 8-front war in America with propaganda and money. And the head of the ADL said, including the same energy we used on Hamas with exploding pagers, against anybody that criticizes the war in Iran, because even back then they wanted to have Midnight Hammer turn into a full war, and to debank, defund, and basically come after anybody that even criticizes anything Israel does. Which is crazy because, you know, the majority of people in Israel criticize Netanyahu. So what am I talking about? There's a former correspondent to the Pentagon, I've followed her work, who got kicked out of the Pentagon a few months ago because she suddenly woke up and became anti-war. So she decided to go ahead and show that she'd been getting directives from the White House and through this NGO cutout group run by Israel on propaganda and how to counter the American people. And the $500 million that was spent last year and the $760 million that Israel funded 2 weeks ago for these groups and actual Mossad organizations. And so then she released the documents, and then once those were out, people went out and open sourced a lot of stuff that's already public. And it turns out that Sebastian Gorka last year is one of the top terrorism officials in the White House in the Security Council. Now he's the official on the Security Council, director of counterterrorism, replacing Joe Kent. Before and during Midnight Hammer in June and July of last year, they were tracking and censoring and dirty tricking and mobilizing bot farms to attack Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Candace Owens, and over 50 other people, Nick Fuentes, you name it. And they've got screenshots of the shows, quotes of what we said, and how to organize and come after us. And it's Project 545 that itself, I said in a report I shared earlier today, it's $145 million. Just this group targeting me, and I'm all over the reports as usual, just like Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all of it. They're in one of these things I'm not in. So I've had the British target me, NATO target me, the Democrats target me, the DOJ, the CIA. And now I have the Trump White House with Sebastian Gorka last year and this year targeting me as a national security threat. And saying, I work for the Russians and the Iranians. Well, boy, that's something I didn't know. Now, remember, Trump, when he got in last year, they released the documents that I was declared a national security threat in 2013 by Obama and all this stuff started. So, I mean, I hate their guts. Now I get to have Trump target me. So I shot videos and reports on this today, quite a few. And I said in there, if Trump doesn't know about this, Sebastian Gorka needs to be fired. But if Trump doesn't do anything, we know he's complicit in this. And what should be done if a president has a foreign power bullying and attacking his own citizens? I mean, that's treason, folks. But I mean, Trump set up a fund, $1.776 billion, for anybody attacked by weaponization in government. So I just, people are saying I'm naive. I'm not naive. I said, if Trump didn't know, he needs to fire them and shut this down. But if he doesn't do something, we know he's involved in it. And this is a whole nother level. It's one thing to have Ed Martin that created the idea for the fund to help victims of tyranny, which is a great idea. And then he gets sidelined and then removed by Blanche, the deputy AG, now the AG. Killed six investigations on what the deep state had done to me, cut and dry. CIA, DOJ, FBI running all this against me, show trials, you name it. It's one thing to just have that killed. But to have the White House running operations, remember 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, Sebastian Gorka, in that staged interview with the Breitbart editor, Breitbart editor's like, we have your new terrorism directive. You're the new czar. And are there any right-wingers that are terrorists? And he goes, well, I don't consider Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes as conservatives, so no, there aren't any right-wing terrorists. He just said they're terrorists. And if that wasn't clear, the Breitbart editor goes, well, they obviously work for Qatar and, you know, other people. We need to criminally investigate them. And Gorka goes, well, I can't comment on that. So they use Russiagate on Trump, said he was a foreign, you know, traitor. None of that was true. Now Trump's like, oh, if he's involved in it, oh, if I can't beat the deep state, I'll just join him. And they're not worried about prosecuting the deep state for all the bad things that the American people and him and others. No. They're worried about original MAGA that went with the old Trump that was against Iran war and all the rest of this. They want to get us in line in a battle over the Republican Party and the future of it, which is in the Israeli documents. Folks, I'm not going to exaggerate. That's why I'm not exhausted. I'm actually fired up, but I'm kind of cross-eyed right now. I have spent since 3:30 in the morning at least 6 hours reading all this stuff. Okay? So this whistleblower released a bunch of it. A bunch of it's open source. So I went and asked Grok, ChatGPT, all of it. ChatGPT, Grok, all of it, because they got to go in and program ChatGPT and stuff to lie. When it gets a new question, it'll actually at first say the truth. They're all like, yeah, this is a Mossad operation. The leader of it is Project 545. Here's the funding. This is an information warfare, Israeli information warfare commando unit with hundreds of millions in funding. And they're doing bots. They're spoofing. They're debanking. They're harassing. They're getting censorship. And you're being targeted by the Israeli government. I'll show you Grok and ChatGPT printouts saying that. I already know it. But the media is focusing just on surveys they did, secret polls, that the vast majority of Republicans and Democrats now don't like Israel or against this war. So we're always hearing, oh, you influencers, which I'm not an influencer. I'm an analyst, a patriot, an American fighter for freedom. You don't have any influence. Well, then why is Trump attacking us? Why is Israel? No, they admit in these reports that are restricted. They don't want you to have these. That, oh, my God, these people are super popular. What are we going to do? Well, we'll just ridicule them and censor them and attack them and make false claims on them of copyright or this or that or flag their stuff. So I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes of that and show you all the documents coming up as well. It's just outrageous. I mean, I know Netanyahu's buying Congress. I know they're running a lot of propaganda ads and stuff. But to then turn loose spy agencies of Israel working with the White House under Sebastian Gorka to target us, and then Gorka's basically calling us terrorists on air. This is serious tyranny. Because Israel, to control foreign policy, has to control domestic policy. So it's just crazy. And then I saw the bots and the influencers flood my posts today. Oh, it's always the Jews. There's no one doing anything to you. You're making this up. It's all public. It's documented. Netanyahu admits they're doing it. It's all there. But they just say, no, it's not happening. Nobody's trying to cut your son's dick off. Nobody wants open borders. We're not communists, the left says, Mondami. It's the same tactics of just, no, there's no Bilderberg group. I remember the New York Times 15 years ago. I'm covering it. There's troops, helicopters. We're in Virginia covering it. And the New York Times said, Jones is insane. He was in the woods by a hotel. There was no one there. He's insane. It's the same thing. Oh, Israel's not targeting you. Netanyahu just says they are. But I got to tell you, when you read all these documents I'm going to go over, I'm a little bit envious because I always want to be the most targeted, meaning I'm doing the best job. But the real world, I'm actually like, thank God I'm not their number one target because it's not fun. It's all Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and then Candace Owens. And then I'm down the line some. I mean, they better be praying to their guardian, you know, to God for their guardian angels. Because Netanyahu says he would do all this. And now they've done it, and they've got foreign spy agencies engaged in every dirty trick you can imagine and admitting they're doing it. It's just absolutely incredible. And then you know who the good guys are. Oh, there's always this thing by the Nazi groups and stuff. Oh, Jones really works for the Jews or whatever. But notice when the documents come out, all the Nazi groups work for the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, not me. Tucker's not a Fed. Fuentes isn't a Fed. I'm not a Fed. That's all been known in triplicate. I'm in all these investigations, all these lawsuits, all these attacks, attacked, attacked, attacked. But I'm promoting the truth and what's popular and freedom, so we survive because of your support and your prayer and your word of mouth. But, and I noticed the talking point is, oh, it's the Jews, the Jews. I'm the guy that was always saying, we got China, we got the left, we got Islam. Let's not just obsess on Israel all day. When Israel does something wrong, let's cover it. But Israel is trying to make a move to take over. Israel has us in this war destroying the economy. Israel is trying to censor. But none of the bots and people coming and countering me, if you go to Real Alex Jones on X, it's an education. They're just like, nothing's happening. This isn't real. You're lying. It's fake. And Grok and ChatGPT and all the news articles with Netanyahu admitting it are like, no, it's all real. But that's all they've got is saying, no, 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 this isn't happening. Just like when I said during Midnight Hammer back in June, I said, this is the beginning of a war. They're training us to get ready. Israel wants full regime change. This is a setup. They're going to say they didn't get the uranium and then Trump will be in full war within a year. Took less than that. I'm attacked by the Israeli government in these documents for back in June and July saying where this was going and calling them neocons. They go, that's anti-Semitic. The neocons came out of Trotsky, was kicked out by Stalin, and they were about 80% Jewish, and they wrote books about how they came over here and took over the Republican Party, started in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they call themselves neocons, and they're the ones supporting the left in this war. That's what you call yourself. So, I mean, yeah, but it's not all Jews. It was Rumsfeld and Cheney and a bunch of others, but I mean, that's what you call yourself. People go, where do you get the term globalism? The globalists were calling themselves globalists 40 years ago. Not internationalists, not, oh, world travelers, you know, whatever. No, globalists, global government. So this is an amazing time to be alive. And if Trump knows about the Israeli government, which publicly announced its eight-front war in the West of propaganda, if he knows that his National Security Council member, Sebastian Gorka, who's in the documents, in charge of all this, with U.S. NGO cutouts, and if Trump doesn't shut this down and repudiate this, I don't know what you call that. Because this is total government weaponization against his own supporters that disagree with having a foreign power run our country. It is beyond outrageous. We'll get to the actual documents here in a moment, but first let's play these clips. I mentioned outrage is erupting nationwide. Let's start with the Iranian warning. Iran warns President Trump. Then let's go to Ivanka Trump and the false flag hyping. The nothing burger, because it's just a guy in Turkey shooting his mouth off. But that's what they need to, you know, get the war going. Remember, oh, we had to do Iraq 2 2003 because Saddam wanted to kill Herbert Walker Bush. Oh, okay, we got to blow him up. It's just an excuse. Oh, babies in incubators, 1991. But again, the Israeli intelligence group Project 545 is now digitally stalking and harassing prominent anti-war voices in the United States, and they're working under the direction of Trump's new anti-terrorism czar. This is the definition of foreign interference in the sovereignty of the United States. If Trump was not aware of this, he needs to fire the people who kept him in the dark and kill the program. If Trump does nothing to stop it, we know he is complicit and should be removed from office for turning control of U.S. intelligence agencies over to a foreign government. So go ahead and roll those clips.
It would be a big mistake. Take a listen.
Today as well, we warn the enemy that if they once again commit aggression and once again fall into a miscalculation, just as they did in the past, and are now in fact paying the price for those past mistakes and bearing the consequences.
Iran's president also shared a short statement on social media saying in part, we will never bow our heads before the enemy, and if talk of dialogue or negotiation arises, it does not mean surrender or retreat. And by the way, Iran is also warning any vessels from countries that comply with U.S. sanctions will face difficulties crossing the Strait of Hormuz. But meantime, U.S. continuing its stronghold, its blockade over the strait. And as you mentioned, the U.S. Central Command has so far redirected more than 60 ships and disabled four others. So we'll wait and see. But the initial response to what we've heard from Iran, not exactly positive from the Trump administration. Tommy, back to you.
Ashley Webster in Tel Aviv. Thank you so much. Trump was allegedly the target of an assassination plot by a suspected terrorist who was a member of the Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The trained Iraqi national who was taken into custody last week allegedly made a pledge to kill Ivanka and had a blueprint of her Florida home. This was in response to the killing of Iranian military chief Qasem Soleimani. A source telling the New York Post that the suspect said this, quote, we need to kill Ivanka to burn down the house of Trump the way he burned down our house. According to the DOJ, the terror suspect has been behind attacks on multiple U.S. and Jewish targets. He was arrested and brought to the U.S. to face multiple terrorism-related charges. And one person is dead. So,
we are now in false flag central town. The United States and Israel are losing this war. Israel knew it would be a long, protracted war. They know they've got the most unpopular approval ratings in the world, according to Gallup and others. And they believe the United States, in the end, is going to win this. And I'm sure if we totally commit and send in, you know, and have the national draft, we might. But Tucker Carlson had a historian on dealing with the sinking of the Lusitania, and this is deadly accurate because I've studied it in depth, that got us into World War I. And this is exactly where we are now. So those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Then I'm going to come back, because I already talked about it, but I'm going to show you the documents of Israel trying to push us to total war last summer with Midnight Hammer, which I said was their plan. Now we're there. And Israel targeting the American people with all sorts of harassment, dirty trick, censorship, working with Sebastian Gorka on the National Security Council. I mean, this is treasonous behavior. We need to make this a huge issue. We need to push this to the top. We need congressional hearings on this. Trump needs to kill this now. This is the weaponization he went through that I went through at the hands of Democrats now. This is going on out of his White House with Israel, a foreign power. Absolutely outrageous. But here's Tucker with an expert getting into the Lusitania heritage.
Richard, thanks for doing this.
It's a great pleasure and honor to be here.
I think of the claim that we went to war with Iran because of its nuclear program as a kind of IQ test. Anyone who repeats that claim has failed the test. As you pointed out many times, all wars are engineered. And we're just having a discussion in breakfast that I think is worth recounting for others. So First World War, one of the most momentous events in world history, ended Christian Europe, killed more than 20 million people, wounded another 20 million, just really reordered the globe, and then led to the Second World War. So the United States joined that war in 1917. Toward the end, it had already been going for 3 years. But one of the main reasons the U.S. got into that war is because of the sinking of a passenger ship called the Lusitania off the coast of Ireland 2 years before in 1915, in which 120 odd Americans were killed. It was sunk by a German U-boat. And even at the time, there were people who said, I don't think this is, this is not quite on the level. But now, 112 years later, we know a lot more about the sinking of Lusitania. And I wonder if you wouldn't just mind recounting what you said to me this morning at breakfast, because it gives us perspective on the effect of propaganda in wartime.
Right. Yes, I mean, the sinking was clearly a key factor in creating in the media in America anti-German sentiment quite successfully. And so, yeah, the question is, what happened really? The way it's presented was, well, there's a passenger ship with American passengers, you know, just civilians traveling across the Atlantic and sunk by a German submarine. Well, that's like an act of war against America.
Yes.
Got to do something about this. We're going to declare war on Germany. Well, that's not a representation of the facts. What really happened was there was this British plan to get America into the war on the British side against Germany, which was very difficult because, of course, actually, you know, ethnically, a majority at the time of Americans were of German origin. Even German speakers still, by that time, still German was still widely used as a language in America. And so to get America into war against Germany is a bit of a feat, you know, to arrange
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. It is.
So how did this happen? And that is a good example of the extent to which the plotters that want war go. And it's good for people to think about that because, of course, ordinary people don't want war in any country. Most ordinary people are good people. And that creates this problem that they just can't imagine that we're dealing today, you know, as we look at the world with such dark and evil forces that are intentionally plotting to create a world war or get countries to declare war, you know?
Yes.
So that's why.
That is true. People cannot even permit themselves to believe that could be true.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where studying history is important because we need to know the facts. of what happened in the past to understand the present and make some predictions about the future or prepare for what could happen in the future. And the past teaches us that there are some evil elements out there, and they're not really, they're not people that are representative of ordinary people. The majority of people wouldn't intentionally harm others. But we do have such people out there, and often in very important and powerful positions. So what happened was, step number one, Britain did this very officially. It listed the Lusitania as an auxiliary naval military ship. And of course, as you can imagine, the German Imperial Army and Navy went by the book. I mean, that's what one thing Germans are famous for. And of course, the British knew this. So the moment they would list it on their official list of what are our ships officially declared to be military ships, it was on there as an auxiliary military ship. The Germans would, of course, target it. Now, when the Germans then saw this, German military, oh, well, hang on, isn't this a passenger ship? Well, you can reuse, of course, passenger ships for warfare. So that seems to be what they're doing. But then they realized, oh, actually, they're taking passengers in. They plan to take passengers in America. And so partly they sort of half realized that, well, this could be a part of a bigger plot. That's not good, and we don't want to sink passengers. On the other hand, it was listed there. So that in many ways, they had no choice. What they did then was the German military command, they put out, and the German embassies implemented in America, they put out ads into American newspapers stating, and they, you know, we have copies of these ads, warning people, don't board the Lusitania. It is listed as a military auxiliary ship. It is on our target list.
With the German government put ads in American newspapers telling Americans not to board the Lusitania because they might sink it?
Exactly. Indeed. Indeed.
Well, that's incredible.
And it turns out that in some cities, the big newspapers refused to carry these ads because they were clearly controlled by people that had the same views as the British side in this war and wanted America to join the war. So the ads weren't always published successfully everywhere, but quite a few were published. So that's the situation. Despite that, there were passengers on board. No doubt some efforts were made to make sure certain groups, you know, you would have some people on there for sure. Maybe you pay them to board even. Who knows? You know, we don't know these details. We know the facts that there were passengers, American passengers on board, American citizens. And the Germans had warned, we're going to sink this. And it's not quite clear whether there was actually military equipment on there. There seemed to be the indication that there was. Because, and you can imagine that the goal was really to make sure that the Germans will sink it. So the best way then is to actually have military equipment on there and, you know, have some visibility when it's in the dock and something's loaded. And we do have some indication that this is happening. Of course, later this was denied. But there's also, various people looking at the sunken wreck. And still, it's basically there is a good chance that there was military ammunition and other equipment on there. Now, so that's one thing. The other thing is, well, how would the captain of the ship handle this? As he crosses with his passengers and potentially military load, and of course he must have been aware that it's listed as an auxiliary military ship, as he crosses the Atlantic. Well, the British at that time had actually broken the secret code for encryption that the German military was using, the Enigma code, and they therefore could read the messages between the U-boat submarines and headquarters and so on, which of course is another indication that, okay, this could not really have been such a big surprise to Britain. And something like this, of course, must have been the reason why the captain of the ship, of the Lusitania, was happy to go, because, you know, of course he has to trust his admiralty and his country's leadership. They said, no, it'll be fine. We make sure you'll be fine. We know where the U-boats are, the Germans are, and we'll guide you on the track that will keep you safe. So they guided him, as it turns out, straight into one of those German submarines. But the captain didn't know. He was told this is the safe path. Now, where I'm sure he started to become suspicious was when the order was suddenly then given in the vicinity or about to approach the vicinity of a German submarine to slow down the engines, because that never makes sense. And there's a good BBC documentary on this where they didn't hide the facts, and they have the First Lord of the Admiralty as the key figure. Who was that? None other than Winston Churchill. And they show how he gives the order. Now instruct the captain to slow down the engines. And even his underling saying, well, sir, you know, this sort of increases the risk. Should we really do that? This is my order. Give the order. And that's what they did. They slowed down the Lusitania. And of course, it was unavoidable then. The U-boat, they saw them, it's on the list, they have to follow the orders, and they sank it. And then, of course, the next day you had all these headlines, you know, these, you know, the Huns, the butchers added again, as the Germans were described in the British First World War propaganda. And it was an important factor in getting America into war. So basically it was a false flag, and that has been a key mechanism to start or, you know, get countries to join a world war. It's not the only incidence, but it shows you the devious nature of the plotters. And that's what we have to be aware of today in this day and age, as we are unfortunately on the brink of a third world war. Again, most people think surely third world war. Nobody wants a world war. Well, ordinary people don't, and I don't want it, and you don't want it.
No.
But there are people out there who are really doing everything to get there, and a false flag is likely to be the beginning of this. You know, as we talk about peace, as we have peace negotiations, just one vicious and successful cunning false flag and then magnified with false information by the media is unfortunately still enough.
Spring is the most refreshing time of
year. All right, that's good, folks. We are back live on this Saturday transmission. Just wanted to give you a little historical snapshot on that. We had the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam, 64. We have the USS Maine, 1898, that is meant to be blown up by our own Navy as we go to war with Spain. Another thing, Cuba's going to launch drone attacks on Florida. This is false flag town. And then, oh, outrage erupted nationwide after an Iranian IRGC-trained Islamicist planned to assassinate Ivanka Trump, daughter of the president, at her Florida home. Well, you're going to get blown up now. Meanwhile, here's the guy. Who knows who he really is? But that's what they're selling. That's what they're pushing. Absolutely insane. All right, now let me get into Israel. Not enough to have Israel trying to control our foreign policy and putting in hundreds of millions of dollars to beat congressional candidates, open foreign interference. But let's harass Alex Jones in the documents at Tucker Carlson. What comes next? This is insane. And remember, the Democrats use the British and others to do their Crossfire Hurricane dossiers and BS. They do this illegal stuff overseas because there's no congressional oversight. And they hire groups out. So I'm not just singling out Israel. This is what our government does. But now the Trump admin, Sebastian Gorka, is in the documents. He's doing it. I'm going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he doesn't know. We're going to spotlight this. It's trending top of X. It's all coming out. So we're going to go to that here in just a moment. But remember, I'm not funded by the Israelis, Qatar, the Republicans, the Democrats. I'm funded by you. And obviously, I'm a good salesman. A good salesman sells a great product that sells itself. The very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. That's funding the Alex Jones Network. You fund us, we'll get more hosts, more crew, reporters. We'll roar back bigger than ever, which we're doing. So, we have a mega massive sale that runs for Memorial Day through Monday at midnight into Tuesday morning, and then it's over. Memorial Day sale on top of all the other sales that stayed there. Some stuff's 10%, 20%, 50% off. You get 25% off at checkout right off the top of your bill. A lot of stuff is lost leaders with this, but we love to do it for Memorial Day. It's the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. That means the deals are already marked down, and now you're getting an extra 25% off stacked on top of it. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, so it ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. Massive flash, buy one, get one free sale still stays there. One bottle of T3, the very best iodine, the missing link, another bottle free. Or ultramethylene blue, buy one bottle, get another one free. Or mix and mash, one bottle of T3, free bottle of methylene blue. That is an incredible deal. That ends Monday night at midnight as well. We have the new Faraday cage, RFID, awesome wallets. Those are selling out. For VIPs are $39.20. For regular folks, $49. The same wallet sells all day for $80 because I bought it in the store and liked it. The other ones I had and told them to find out who made it. It took them 6 months, which is quick, actually. And Bigley has it, but it's the first run, very popular, about to sell out. Get your amazing wallets right now with limited edition 1776 and don't tread on me at thealexjonesstore.com. Take advantage of that, the new Freedom Shield wallets. And I thank you all for your support. We have the deep state constantly coming after us, constantly suing us. It's just part of the war. We understand that. We got foreign intelligence agencies and the Israelis coming after us. It's okay. They want to go out to the tip of the spear and send a message to everybody else to give up. No, you rally behind us. We'll never give up, but we can't do this without you. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the reason we're always on the air. All right. But regardless, share the feeds at AlexJonesLive.com, the new news website, the mothership, AlexJonesLive.com, Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive, and of course on X at AJNLive and RealAlexJones. Those are the coordinates of liberty right now. So take action. This is a fight. So I've covered a lot of this earlier, mentioned it, but I want to get into the actual documents now. So I wake up early this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's a bit early, and I turn my phone on, it's just blowing up. Oh my God, look at this. And you've got a whistleblower, I know she is, I followed her. She's followed me on X at the Pentagon. She's a big Trump supporter for many years. And she starts criticizing the Iran war and gets her credentials pulled. And she starts doing more research, and she's released all this, that last year before Midnight Hammer in June, she starts getting messages from the White House, attack this person, do that, make this AI video, do this, do that. And so now she's released a bunch of the documents. And then once the public saw that, they went out and ferreted around on what's public source. And what Netanyahu's been bragging about when he said 7-8 months ago, 8-front war, we're going to engage in massive spending in the U.S., we're going to primary people, we're going to target those that criticize us. The ADL had said 2 months ago, we need to use the same energy of blowing up Hamas with pagers in America. If you say Israel got us in the war, we're going to get you debanked. So Israel's not really hiding this. So then we found a bunch of open source stuff once we looked into this. And so you have actual Israeli intelligence and Project 545 that out of the hundreds of millions of dollars, well, it's $500 million last year, $760 million this year. It's $140-plus million that they have specifically had in this unit. And they go out and recruit influencers. That's why you see the same talking points everywhere. To then target anybody that is critical of expanding the war. And it goes back to Midnight Hammer last summer, where the Israelis were on TV and Netanyahu was saying we want regime change. I'm like, well, we don't want that. We don't want total war. If Trump's going to blow up their stuff, okay. But then we got countered. Oh, we're just going to blow up their uranium. See, you're lying. We don't want total war. But that was the whole point. So I saw some reports on this today. You got to go read the comments. The very same suspects, the very same bots are in there saying nothing's happening. This is fake. This isn't going on. Go back to sleep. But that's blowing up in their face. So that's on Real Alex Jones at X. But here's Grok. Grok guy asked about it before we got the documents. These are reported Israeli Hasbara public diplomacy efforts, PR commando units, concert voices of Israel, rapid social media counter-ops to attack critics and shape U.S.-Europe disclosure in Israelis' favor, or discourse in their favor. IDF influence unit, legitimization cell, gather Gaza intel or PR materials to justify military actions and boost international legitimacy. Fact check covert campaigns, IDF run disguised accounts, present as independent U.S. nonprofits to spread official narratives without attribution. App assisting missions to mobilize supporters for coordinated likes, comments, shares, and flagging to counter BDS criticism online. Project 545, $145 million Foreign Ministry 2025 program for digital content influencer networks, algorithm AI influence, e.g. ChatGPT and Gen Z outreach in favor of Israel narratives. Then you have the World Jewish Congress 2 weeks ago saying, we spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars and it's all backfired. We're more hated than ever. That's because you're out of the open trying to control our country and keep us in a war. You don't know when to quit. It's a total Streisand effect. So I'm in the secretive documents she released. I'm in the public ones that Israel has put out that I didn't know about. Nobody else did until we were focusing on this. And they're literally in there saying, look at this guy. He calls it neocons in the Trump administration. That's anti-Semitic. And Jones claims we're trying to get the U.S. into a full war with Midnight Hammer. He's got to be shut down, flag his site, make false claims, get him off the air. And all I'm doing as a citizen is saying, I don't want to be dragged into a war by anybody. That's what I stand for. It's what Trump ran on. I don't have some hard-on for Israel. I'm not a pro-Islam guy. But you got to call me a Nazi. You got to do all this crap. So fine, you want to fight, you got one. And you wonder why you're so unpopular, because you keep doubling down. So Gabrielle Cucina, Italian name, broke all this last night. By the time I woke up, it had tens of millions of views. Their stuff was everywhere. And so I start reading the documents, and boy, I'm all over them. Absolutely amazing. But they focus in on internal polls they did, secret polls, where the vast majority of MAGA is against these wars, against ground troops. All we already know all that. But the most important stuff is the flagging, the spamming, the reporting people to get them shut down, the censorship, the demonization campaigns. It's all in there. And then the key is the U.S. cutout groups that are all listed here that she lists, these NGOs, as Grok said, fake NGOs run by Israel. Israel doesn't even really hide it. They, it's just amazing, are working under the orders. He's already one of the top terrorism guys before, but now he's number one. Sebastian Gorka, to basically declare people, and they say this in here, national security threats, and without any evidence, they say, I work for foreign powers, everybody else is. So then by that declaration, they can turn loose the FBI, the CIA on us, which I've already been through, but now they're doing it to a whole bunch of people that are listed here. And before it was the Democrats and Obama doing it. So I've already been to this rodeo many times. So here's the bottom line. You have Trump bringing in Israel and Israeli money to primary all these people and manipulate U.S. elections, and that's not enough for Israel. Israel's running around attacking, censoring, and bullying American citizens, pundits, reporters, prominent people that speak out against it. It's like the British in our war in 1776 bringing in a bunch of Hessian, Prussian, Germans to fight us. I mean, these are just mercenaries for Israelis' interest and for what Trump wants. The question is, does Trump know about this? I'm leaving that door open. I don't know. Probably does. So everything that was done to him by the Democrats, using foreign governments, cutout groups, he's now doing to us. But I can't prove he knows, but we know it's happening. So here's a, oh, look at this. J.D. Vance has made an unplanned return to D.C., and his motorcade is racing to the White House. President Trump has summoned his whole national security team to meet on Iran. POTUS is also scheduled to hold a conference at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, it was going to be 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2. So be ready to follow that. Punch up Fox News, guys. Wait a minute. 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's like right now. So did Trump have the press conference? We're going to do this. This is too important. I'm going to have to find out what's going on myself. Because they said it was at 3 or 4 p.m. Now they've changed it. I need to find out about this. Oh, it's a conference call. All right. This just smells of a nuclear attack, doesn't it? Because Trump knows they've got him in check. He knows they've got the strait closed. He knows the economy's crumbling. He knows food prices and oil prices and everything's exploded. And so will they double down? All right, so back to this. Epic Fury U.S. Public Sentiment Analysis, JSOC, Ministry of Affairs and Combating Anti-Semitism. And then it goes into it all. and it demonizes everybody in here. Anybody that criticized the war back at the time. And you've got this NGO being directed by Gorka at the time, and now he's in full command. And look at everybody they demonize in here. Look at this. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones. Oh, you don't like war? You're evil. We're going to deal with you. Well, you can't pick enough enemies, can you? Tucker Carlson. Candace Owens. Joe Rogan. Foreign government involved in what Americans say. We're going to get you. MTG. Nick Fuentes. And it goes on and on and on. With all these people they're tracking. All these people they're going to get. Get. But it's your own actions. Megyn Kelly. It's your own actions that are doing all of this. But you never talk about why this is, oh, and how the Epstein files are fake, and we're evil for wanting to expose Israel's whole honeypot operation. And then you got old Alex Jones in here a couple times, too. Look at this. Overhead shot, please. So look at the Alex Jones one. One of the Alex Jones ones. Breaking. This is back on last year during Midnight Hammer. Breaking live. Trump declares war on MAGA base. Says anyone not endorsing Neber, Trumper, neocon, warmonger Mark Levin will be excommunicated from the Trump universe. Tune in now for the latest developments. It's Alex Jones, special guest. Ask, can Trump be salvaged? And then, on his program, Alex Jones criticizes the war, claiming it is driven by globalist elites, neocons, with the political establishment who seek to entangle the United States in unnecessary foreign conflicts. How dare I, as a U.S. citizen, not want to be in a war the Pentagon said we lose? I mean, I'm going to admit it. I'm a horrible person. I wear Hitler uniforms secretly at night. No, I don't, actually. But, I mean, it's just so crazy. And I've got more documents, all of it right here. And Israel says the more money we spend, the more resistance we get. They don't know what to do. They are just apoplectic right now. Absolutely apoplectic. And Israel is making a run at controlling the United States and a coup with Trump. And we got the Democrats just as bad or worse over here to deal with. And I'm just, this is a nightmare scenario. But I will not sit here and not cover the truth here. It is beyond disgusting. And you got Tulsi Gabbard's main aide quitting 3 days ago. Then she quits. Then Reuters reports. Three sources in the White House saying no. Trump told her to quit or she'd be fired. Bannon has his sources. He says that's the case. We'll play clip 48 in a moment. So the good guys are getting run out, and it looks like Trump is going to full war, and J.D. Vance has been summoned back to the White House, and Trump cancels going to his son's wedding. Just for new strikes on Iran? No, something bigger. Because they've been threatening nuclear attacks. You got a good feeling about what's coming today? Or is this all brinksmanship for the Iranians, a bunch of show? But remember, it was Gabbard that exposed it all. The Russia collusion, the corruption, the human trafficking. She did what Trump told her to do. And 2 weeks ago, the CIA did go to her office and get the MKUltra documents and the JFK documents. She said, well, they didn't raid it because I'm above them. But yeah, they took it. And now she's gone. We'll get into MKUltra coming up with an expert on it here in a few minutes. But this is really, 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 really important. This is a big, big, big deal. We got a John Bound report we're going to play. And also clip one is a fun clip, AI Matrix. And then we're going to come back and talk to our special guest here. But just remember, you are the Paul Revere's. We can't do this without you. This is a war of information. We are being censored. We're being deplatformed. We're being attacked again by another foreign power just because we're loyal Americans and stand with what Trump said he would do years ago and don't like the new Trump, what he's doing on foreign policy. This is a big deal. In fact, let's first go to some of my breakdown a few hours ago before I went live here on the Israelis targeting American people and the big takeaway. With the White House, with Sebastian Gorka, this is treason. It's not enough to run our elections and finance and primary, you know, the opponents of anybody that stands up for America. Now we learn that they're directly working with the White House to weaponize and censor and attack the American people, and I'm all over the documents as usual. And then all the Nazi groups funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center say, I'm Israeli. Yeah, right. Well, I'm under total attack constantly. But again, you got China, you got the globalists, you got the EU, you got WEF, you got the New World Order, you got all these other fish to fry. But Israel's making its move and trying to control this country and trying to run a palace coup. So Israel is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Israel is becoming all those stereotypes, and it's so dangerous. So here's a few of those reports. We'll go to our special guest. Israeli Intelligence Unit 545. I learned this morning when I woke up, because my phone was flooded with text messages and links, that since early last year, myself and many other prominent talk show hosts and journalists, like Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and many others, were directly targeted by that particular unit and other units. Now, you remember about 8-9 months ago, Netanyahu said we're losing the propaganda war, that being Israel. So now we're going to open an 8-front war up in America. It was already going on. The Israeli government funded publicly $500 million for these particular units, and 545 got $123 million of it just last year. So I'm talking about some real money here. And just to be clear, I'm going to walk through all this. This is all confirmed. And I'm posting on top of a whole thread that goes through it all. And some of the stuff they actually admit they've been doing. But the bigger story here is that it's the new terrorism czar, Gorka, that just kicked it up a notch and basically declares us foreign intelligence assets of Iran and Russia so that the U.S. government can work in disinformation, dirty trick campaigns, censorship, bot farms against us, all of it. And that's what 545 does. So this is the Trump administration with Gorka, and it's in the documents because they had a whistleblower, Pentagon, former Pentagon correspondent, that had actually been working for these people. And she's pissed off, so she's released it. And then a lot of the stuff's public documents. Now everybody's ferreting them out. And I fed into Grok the whole feed and the documents, and Grok came back and said, yeah, this is Israeli commando intelligence information warfare units led by 545, which you already knew. But the point was is that Grok on that has an excellent answer, and that's the first part of the thread. I'll post below this, or already post, I'll post on top of it, so you can see it. So, just give me some context here. I'm not Mr. Got a Hard On for Israel, but I am covering Israel all the time now because Israel's got a hard on for us under Netanyahu, and they're really trying to run our foreign policy. And to do that, they want to control our domestic policy. They just primaried Massey, AIPAC bragged about it. And then if you talk about it, Ben Shapiro says you're anti-Semitic. I mean, give me a break, Ben. Just move back to Israel, bro. But he said the reason he's a loyal American is because America's loyal to Israel. Yeah, you're Israel first. Just go. Okay? I'm not trying to say all the Jews need to leave. A lot of you are patriotic Americans, and a lot of Jews I know are pissed off about this because it makes them look bad. And I'm not in with the whole Nazi crowd that thinks if you slip on a banana peel, it's the Jews. But right now, the Israel lobby is making a real run at controlling this government. And it's out of control. So going back to Barack Obama, a good thing the Trump administration did early on last year was they sent me the FBI disc. I showed it on air and published it, where Obama declared me a national security threat. 2013, had Comey investigate me out of the field office in Boston, and they were just looking for dirt all those years, a 10-year investigation that stayed open even when Trump was in the first time, because he never knew about it. So that was something good Cash Patel did, and all of them were starting to shut that stuff down and sending people, you know, not just me, a lot of other journalists, people, how they were being targeted by Obama. And so I was pissed off about Obama, you know, declaring me a national security potential terror threat as a pretext to harass me. And so I made a big deal about it. And then we now know that Obama and Hillary and their stay-behind networks when Trump won in 2016 used German, British intelligence, and others as cutouts to run illegal operations against Trump with Crossfire Hurricane and all the rest of it that I'm also in. So I was targeted doubly then, as everybody saw. All the news attacks, the banking, lawsuits, the DOJ and CIA funded on record. So I've really gotten to enjoy the Democrats raping me and attacking my family and suing my parents and bankrupting them. And just, it's been a lot of fun. But I was happy to do it because Trump overall was doing a good job and pissing off the globalists. So it's with total horror now that we start seeing this happen. And that's when the system really started coming after me, was back in June, Midnight Hammer. And that's in the documents. And I said, obviously, Israel's trying to get us to full war regime change. That's what they want. It's what Netanyahu was saying. I don't like the regime. I don't want them to have nukes. Trump said, totally obliterated. But you watch, the next year, they're trying to take us fully to war. And Israel, on the 28th of February this year, did strike them and drug us in. And that's in the communiques, and it's all confirmed. Okay? That's wrong. And it's in the documents. And in public documents out of the main Israeli foreign mission, that, well, it's got screenshots of me and reports on me and everything. And it's like, look at this anti-Semite. And then it's got a quote from my show and a quote of a headline from a show, Back to Midnight Hammer. And I'm talking about, you can go read this yourself. I posted it under here. I posted a link. And they say, Jones claims that Israel...
They've blocked all the exits. They're trying to silence us.
Let them try to silence us.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us.
Out.
You're afraid of change. I don't know the future.
Less Israel. Less.
I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end.
We need you to condemn Hamas.
I came here. Tell you how it's going to begin.
Then bless it be.
I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders and boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
All right, folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Big developments. We're going right to Jesse Beltran. I appreciate holding a little bit because breaking news. We'll go on him in just a moment. Trump says he's 50-50 on Iran deal or bombs. We'll meet envoys to decide. They've already blown up the envoys before, so that doesn't make one make a deal. President Trump told Axios today that he would be meeting with his negotiators later in the day to discuss Iran's latest offer. Would likely decide by Sunday whether to resume the war. Trump said it was 50-50, but he said he'll totally obliterate them if they don't, okay? Meanwhile, Trump and Iran are reportedly very close to a deal ending the war. We've heard that 30-plus times and are now working out wording on certain points. U.S. negotiator told Axios, which is the CIA. Some reports even say it's a done deal. Let's hope that's the case. Top U.S. officials are in the Oval Office right now. J.D. Vance recalled. So let's play that clip, then we'll go to our guest. Here it is.
Just arriving at the White House, what more can you tell us about that meeting?
Yeah, Britt, there's a lot of details swirling around right now, but here is what we do know. Speaking with White House officials, they say that inside the Oval Office right now, President Trump is meeting with top aides and allies about potentially resuming military action in the ongoing conflict with Iran. Our eagle-eyed producer, Emily Hung, spotted Vice President Vance's motorcade arriving just within the past hour. There are also reports out there as well that Jared Kushner and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff are a part of those conversations. I'd also imagine there's a slew of potentially other significant individuals in the administration a part of these conversations that we are in real time working to confirm. But the president, it's also being reported, is expected in these ongoing conversations to host some type of call with Gulf leaders as well, hoping to parse together that can be reached while also considering resuming this military action. As you noted at the top, we've been getting some of these mixed signals from President Trump over the past few days, also over even just the past few hours as we've gathered some of this information. The president frequently notes that he has decimated the capabilities of Iran militarily.
The Pentagon told him it wasn't going to work. So the question is, does he double down? Now, they were going to have MKUltra hearings 2 weeks ago. They canceled them. Tulsi Gabbard's office got raided. She said, well, they didn't raid it. The CIA didn't raid it because she's above them. She's now resigned or announced her resignation yesterday. They came and grabbed MKUltra files and JFK files. She said, well, they were allowed to. They didn't really raid us. And they had a whistleblower the next day in Congress say, no, they raided it. So what is MKUltra really all about? What's happening here? What's unfolding? We got three special guests to go over all this and talk about it, because you have the weaponized ticks, the weaponized mosquitoes, you have the 5G, you have the Havana syndrome, you have all this other stuff going on when we focus on Trump and this war, but so much of it is a distraction from the Epstein files itself gets into all the MKUltra. Let's go to Jesse Beltran first, and we've got some of his cohorts there, the maker of Died Suddenly and more, to get into all of this with us right now. But Jesse, thanks for holding what we got behind with all this. You want to give your 35,000-foot view on the world today? Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com, expert on MKUltra. I'm not going to get into your whole background, you know, how you basically stumbled into this decades ago, and now it's really all coming out. And then some of the news we're going to be breaking here today and some of the videos you sent. Yeah, maybe that's on our end. I don't know. I'm glad we got three guests. I thought we had two, but that might be an issue.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. You know, back in the day, you were the GOAT. You were bringing these topics out before anyone else had. And then, you know, in 2010, when I came to the forefront, everyone called me a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. So I sought out to prove it objectively through scientific methodology and objective data to show that something was happening to U.S. citizens, not only here in the United States, but I was eventually contacted from citizens all over the globe. And you're absolutely right. This recent confiscation of the MKUltra files is very concerning, because here's the bottom line. All things lead back to Operation Paperclip. When the United States brought over those 1,600 scientists, engineers, and technicians that were recruited into service here to work for us. And a lot of these had were Nazi ties. You know, Kurt Blome was the Nazi biological weapons researcher. He was tried at the Nuremberg trials and acquitted and then brought to work for us. You got Herbert Strughold, who was a father of space medicine, who was linked to aviation experience at Dachau. And then Walker Schreiber, who was the medical administration who conducted human experimentation and was quietly moved to Argentina when his pass surfaced. So we protected these Nazi scientists who had already a precursor for doing non-consensual human experimentation. And all the United States did was just mirror and take that to the next level, into the MKUltra. And MKUltra, Project Artichoke after Paperclip, and Project Artichoke was, you know, how do we basically conquer the human mind? How do we make an adversary into an asset? How do we make someone into a Manchurian candidate? And the theme, and back then, that the United States was fearful of is, and their reasoning for taking these 600 scientists is because they didn't want the Russians to get a hold of them. And so they were concerned about the brainwashing, because during the return after the Korean War, our POWs seemed very different. And the word entered the American vocabulary in the 1950s called brainwashing. Then you had the arms race for the mind, and then the secrecy that curtailed that. And then Project MKUltra came, and then you had 150 sub-projects from MKUltra. Now, the question I'm posing is everything is now starting to seamlessly come together into one big picture, and the picture is becoming very, very clear. And the question I pose is, this past pandemic episode that the whole globe just went through, if you Google AI and ask how many lives were lost during that pandemic episode, an AI comes back with 7 million, okay? And after digging through, after recently interviewing the MI6 whistleblower, Ralph Hazel, and interviewing Dr. Jack Cruz, the neurosurgeon, it really sent me down a rabbit hole into really digging down deeper, aside from my investigated services as a technical counter-surveillance investigator. So what I discovered is, and the question that I pose, did we just experience on a global scale premeditative murder, or did we just experience and continue to go through what would be defined as war crimes? And the reason I say this, as I dug down the rabbit hole, what I found is there is a methodology into how over the past few decades that there was a very precise release and deployment of this lipid nanosystem. You know, prior to 2020, you had this neural contamination that was very, very slow. And how they were doing it was through atmospheric depositions, like decades of saturation by aerating our skies. Then they had the dietary accumulation of these chemicals. And the problem with that is you have an uneven distribution. You really don't know what the doses are when you're sending that out into society. And then you have this osmotic distribution, which is very, very, very chaotic and undetectable. So these were all crude ways of distributing these lipid nano systems. And then after the 2020, the only real way to really do this was to inject it. And this is what the whole globe went through in its experience through those mandated protocols that were being misrepresented to us, and we were not being given full disclosure as to what was in those injections. Now, what this led me down is to discover glyphosate and really dig into why was glyphosate so important to this picture. And what I discovered is back in the early days during the Vietnam era, this bioweapon systems that were being experimented on by a company called Monsanto. And part of that development was a chemical called glyphosate. Now, why is glyphosate important here? It turns out that glyphosate is a very strong interrupter of melanin. And this Dr. Jack Cruz's interview is what drove me down this path. And what I discovered with glyphosate and why it's a melanin disruptor and why would anyone want to do this in mass scale. Now, glyphosate, as it interrupts melanin, it turns out, is a great protector against EMF exposures, radiation exposures, ultraviolet exposures. And interestingly enough, in the literature, it says that melanin is half as effective as protecting a person as the lead vest when you get an X-ray in a medical facility. And then it is even more protective on carbon-based levels. So why is this important? Glyphosate is massively being distributed not only in our grains, in our cereals, in our foods, in our water. It is completely basically infiltrated our ecosystem. And unfortunately, our bees, which are dying themselves, also cross-contaminate when they pollinate vegetation. Okay. So for all those listening there, those who eat organically, you're on the right path. But because this is being distributed and completely polluted our ecosystem, we are now in a situation where our natural protective mechanisms against EMF radiation exposure is being compromised. And why is this important? You know, I investigate AHIs, anomalous health incidents, and the Havana syndrome, and we have victims all over the globe now who are experiencing this. Why would you want to go specifically after this? Well, it turns out that melanin, being our natural force field, will inhibit the penetration of these frequencies. So the more melanin you have, the less susceptible you are.
So you're saying black people got a leg up on folks.
Everyone who has darker melanination will have be less susceptible to this, and that is true.
Did you see Trump last month talk about 6G? And he goes, oh, 6G, it'll penetrate the skin even more.
Absolutely. And right now, with this combination of synergistic lipid nanotechnology and our exposures to glyphosates, this directly impedes the ability for more and more humans to have that protection. And this is what Dr. Cruz was really aiming at. And interestingly enough, that we have melanin in our neurology, in our brains, and it is a protective neuro mechanism that we naturally have, but that is also being attacked. So if you deplete the ability for all living organisms to protect themselves naturally through EMF exposure, from EMF exposure, then what is the agenda? And if you go to the first clip that we gave, which calls excess deaths in the Australian study that's about to come out, it's being peer reviewed, but it leads into, and this is why I ask, if you Google right now and see how many deaths were attributed worldwide to this COVID experience, it says 7 million. Now, I have a hypothesis that in Australia alone, we're looking at an increase somewhere between 10 and 20 million increase in deaths. I would propose that if we were to get a true, transparent data accumulation of the true death toll on a global basis, that we would probably exceed or equal that of World War II. So if we can pull that video, that clip.
Yes, here's the video from Australia.
So here we're looking at all-cause mortality, Robert. What are these slides showing us?
Okay, we've introduced the topic then of dangers of the vaccine. Yeah. And most statisticians would say that the best way of assessing the danger of any vaccine is to look at the impact on the all-cause mortality. In other words, we know there's a steady line of mortality within a population, but if something happens and that goes up by 10 or 15%, then generally it's a correlation with whatever's been introduced into that population. Now, the problem with that, which has been widely discussed around the world, has been that you can draw graphs like the one that you can see on the left, which was done by a friend and colleague of mine who is a very excellent statistician on the Australian data. And you'll see that there is a grey area at the top. What you're looking at there is the increasing number of all-cause deaths from a baseline, which is what you would normally expect to see in a particular year. So we're looking over a period of time, over the time from 2021 to 2025.
Yep.
And you can see that there's a overall line, which underneath it, a grey area, which has COVID deaths. And underneath that, it says non-COVID deaths. So in other words, there is an increase in mortality because people are dying from COVID, but there's a more substantive, say nearly two-thirds of the increase in deaths cannot be accounted for by COVID itself. And you can see the dotted line, which puts the level of vaccines, messenger RNA vaccines, genetic vaccines given to that community, the Australian community.
Mm.
So you can see that the all-cause deaths are taking off as the vaccine rollout program begins. Now, the big problem has been that up till now, you can only say that's an association. You can't prove that either the grey area, the grey area does represent the COVID deaths, but you can't say that the red area, the pink area, is caused by the vaccines because it's an association. Quite an extraordinary guy in Japan, if we move to the right-hand graph, a couple of months ago, looked at 21 million people in Japan, looking at those who had been vaccinated and those that hadn't, and looked at the mortality rate after vaccination in that 21 million. I had heard that he had 300 volunteers going through this database trying to sort it all out.
Wow.
Now, it's an amazing effort, but it is the first time that instead of just having a general increase in all-cause mortality with an association, here you're actually looking at the increase in mortality of people who were vaccinated. Now, the bottom line you can see is the all-cause mortality in the people who were not vaccinated with messenger RNA vaccine.
And it's flat.
And the dotted line above, which peaks about, it says 90 to 120 days, 3 or 4 months after being vaccinated, that is the mortality that occurs in the vaccinated group. So what makes this a very important study? And look, it's an early study. It's going through the publication records at the moment. But I know an American has taken the basic data and analysed it himself and come up with the same outcome. So it's pretty solid stuff. But, you know, we're all waiting for it to appear in the...
All right, let's stop right there. This is all great. I already have thousands, I mean, literally thousands of studies, reports. We knew day one what it was, a race immune system. We saw the immediate death spike when they started the shot. We saw the head scientist say, oh, this is great. It's going to raise your immune system. We're going to make all this money. James O'Keefe 3 years ago got the head of Pfizer mRNA to admit, oh, we created the viruses. We can always roll them out. I mean, we know what they're doing, and we already have the mortality numbers. I have a bunch of countries showing this, but it is interesting to have even more information coming out, Jesse.
Yeah, and my point here is the reason why we're wanting to show that is this is premeditative no matter how we look at it. Whether you wanted to call it first-degree murder on a global scale or a war crime, the bottom line is we're all being lied to, and everyone out there who is just sitting back and not standing up, I don't believe they truly understand the seriousness of the situation. Because once they release 6G, 6G is an ideal medium for this graphene oxide that is in the vaccines and our ecosystem and the silicon-based materials that makes us a node. That is when you're going to lose your cognitive liberty. DARPA, all of the studies, the white papers are saying they are at that level, they will be able to read and write to the human neurology. And when that happens, then you have complete control of a society. And that means that your children will never know what freedom is. This is a direct assault I was hopeful that this administration would be forthcoming and help those victims, the hundreds of thousands of victims that we have here in the States, but it is not looking very promising. It is my understanding that President Trump recently pushed forward for glyphosate to be legalized and not banned in any way, shape, or form. And
well, he signed a national security directive and executive. He signed a national security directive and executive order saying it has total liability protection. So that's a fact. And you have Tulsi Gabbard resigning. You have just Trump in the last year has gone completely sideways. And it's all come out in court that they know this stuff erases your immune system, glyphosate, all of it. They're bombarding us with stuff that basically kills us. And so what you're saying is MKUltra was gone from low-level test beta to mass rollout to poisonous, to implant us with all this stuff that can be energized and controlled. Bill Gates, all of them have the patents, and now it's here. But then why do we suddenly see congressional hearings about it getting canceled? Well, at least the hearings were coming up, Church 2.0. There does seem to be a lot of interest in this, but will it be a day late and a dollar short for humanity?
I think so. If they do not allow that hearing to even take any traction whatsoever into where they will hold someone accountable, nothing is going to change, and we are behind the eight ball. That is basically where we're at. And so that's why it's imperative that, you know, platforms like you tout the truth. We need soldiers. We need true American patriots to stand up for what this country was founded upon. You know, the American dream is basically being confiscated by foreign influence and a bunch of corrupt officials who are just greedy and selfish.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, looking at this, I got some more clips we're going to get to and then bring in your associates to talk about that and some of the new developments here. But before we do that, let's some of these other clips. Dr. Peter McCullough, great patriot, top doctor, talking about the mRNA vax, then CIA whistleblower outlines alleged COVID cover-ups, demands real accountability. James Erdman III delivers his opening statements, U.S. Senate hearing, alleging retaliation against investigators and failures to protect whistleblowers, while urging Congress to impose stricter oversight on intelligence agencies. And he points out that Event 201, months before COVID mirrored it, it's basically an inside job. And then Dr. Nick Begich on how they hack your brain. What a great scientist and researcher he is. Let's play those clips back to back and then bring in our other guests with you.
80% of Americans took a vaccine. 20% didn't. 20% did not take a vaccine. The vaccine was never safe enough for me to take. Messenger RNA, devised by Pfizer and Moderna, has been chemically modified to be unassailable to enzymes in the body to be broken down. The messenger RNA is found in the human heart of people who die after the vaccine. It's found in the brain. The spike protein is found everywhere in the body. Three studies now show the spike protein is circulating in the blood for 6 to 9 months after people take the shot. This part of the virus, the lethal part of the virus in the vaccinated, it's circulating in the blood. And then they take a booster, they get more circulating in the blood. It is a killer protein. It cannot be safe. It was not safe by design. Safety trumps efficacy. We cannot tolerate false drug claims. This is in the peer-reviewed literature. This is not misinformation.
I am a career CIA operations officer, and as you mentioned, I was on joint duty assignment at the Office of Director National Intelligence, Directors Initiatives Group, or the DIG, between March 2025 and April 2026. I was responsible for leading the DIG's investigation into COVID origins, anomalous health incidents, and unidentified anomalous phenomena. I'm here today to discuss the COVID cover-up, the national security implications associated with the DIG's investigative findings, and CIA refusal to comply with lawful oversight, as well as how we remedy these problems. Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident. Motives are difficult to define given the scope of the DIG's review. Intentional or not, the IC's actions resulted in a cover-up, wasted resources, and a failure to properly inform policymakers. Public health policy would have been very different had the American public been made aware that a virus from a lab in China was going to serve as the foundation for an emergency use authorization mRNA products being mandated by the former administration. Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process and findings by leveraging his position to ensure the IC consulted with a conflicted list of curated subject matter experts, public health officials, and scientists. This included some of the authors of the paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and other public health experts who have been in his orbit for the last 20-plus years. Some of the scientists were part of the Biological Sciences Experts Group, or the BSEG, an office of Director National Intelligence Advisory Body, whose members often receive considerable funding from NIAID and public health agencies. The BSEG scientists influenced national laboratory WMD research, policy decisions, finished analysis, and other intelligence matters, creating misaligned incentives and conflicts of interest, as well as counterintelligence issues. Since 2006, the BSEG consulted part-time on biodefense issues for the IC, while conducting government-funded research and holding academia positions, as well as maintaining roles in public health institutions and serving as members in the National Academy of Science. They receive funding from NIAID and other agencies for vaccine research, USAID's PREDICT project, the Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, and even worked with Chinese scientists on coronavirus and other pathogen studies pursuing vaccines. There was no oversight monitoring how this web of relationships influenced research, policy, and public health in any holistic way for over 20 years. In fact, several of the BSEG scientists helped Dr. Fauci rewrite definitions of gain of function in 2015 to lift a funding pause on dangerous research. Still others participated in planning Event 201 in 2019. This was a coronavirus pandemic tabletop exercise curiously similar to the events that played out during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it was attended by Dr. Fauci and individuals with IC ties like former DNI Avril Haines.
What a spectacular clip. That was in Congress just a week ago. High-level CIA whistleblower. We all know what he's saying is true because we already know it. Up one side, down the other. But to have that has to shake him to their core. He also confirmed that the CIA had raided Tulsi Gabbard. She got told to not embarrass them and just say, oh, they just came and got some MKUltra files and JFK files. But now we know her deputy resigned 3 days ago. Now she resigned. I'm told forced out. Reuters was reporting it, but Steve Bannon's saying it as well. I think her husband does have the cancer, but I think that's a cover story. I want to bring in now with us with Jesse Beltran, Edward Zoll, very smart guy. Maker died suddenly, amazing talk show host and producer. Died suddenly on X, real Edward Zoll on X, and the fellow behind the sponsorship of what we're doing, that is a great key letter, the highest quality zeolite you're going to find out there, Matt Hazen at GetMasterpiece.com, that with all the stuff in our environment, the spike protein, the rest of it, you're insane if you're not on this on a regular basis, simply amazing. And again, that's our sponsor, so be sure and go there, because I only sell you stuff that really works. We can put that on screen. But I want to go to the other clips a little bit later, but Jesse Beltran, I mean, wow, that piece of history right there, what he was saying and what he was spotlighting and pointing out, just, wow, that's got to really send shockwaves through the bad guys. And the fact that Gabbard grabbed all this stuff and had it, and then the CIA goes and grabs it back, and now she's gone, that shows the empire striking back.
Yeah, it all goes back to complete communism. And you know, Fauci's statute of limitations for lying to Congress, I believe, expires today. So once again, we are letting a mass murderer go free in society. You know, during the Nuremberg Code trials, what scientists And what Dr. Fauci and whether others are doing today, they would have been hung. But now they're just given a get out of jail free.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. I'm not lessening what the Nazis did, but I've studied it. Joseph Mengele would blush at what our mad scientists have done.
Absolutely.
Keep going, sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, but that's it. And this is why I'm touting this horn. I've been following people who have been suffering and being tortured 24/7, 350 sites for the entire year for you know, the past 16 years and silently for a total of over 20 years. And this is just a continuation of non-consensual experimentation that was done during World War II. And the United States has just continued that methodology. It is currently legal. And if everyone's listening out there, this is legal to do to you under Obama's 21st Century Cures Act under Section 3024. It is legal.
No, let me stop you. I want you to start over. I want you to start over. And this is live now. We post this to X and Rumble later. I'm going to actually put the document up. I remember covering it at the time. Imagine that they made it the law. They can even do lethal testing on you under this. And the public needs to understand, like, we're not making this up. Look at how Bill Gates is behind releasing the ticks, behind the mosquitoes. That is violates the Nuremberg Code. They're loading it up with Trojan horses. They killed us with the COVID shot. They're hiding it in plain view. They're just normalizing it. So start over and explain what you just said.
Well, the bottom line is that we just were letting mass murderers go free who would have been hung during the Nuremberg trials. What Fauci has done and others.
Sure, but go over the Obama clause again. The Obama clause.
Yeah, so the Obama clause is the 21st Century Cures Act. That was instituted in 2016 and marketed to American citizens that this is going to fight the opioid epidemic crisis here in the United States. But what they snuck in there is a section called 3024. And under Section 3024, it specifically says it is legal to experiment on U.S. citizens without their consent as long as it doesn't exceed minimal risk criteria. So what is minimal risk criteria? The definition is nothing that doesn't happen in normal everyday life. So does death happen in normal everyday life? And the answer to that is yes. So basically we have given, the government has given these agencies and
a license to kill. A license to kill.
A license to kill. Yeah, without repercussions. And, you know, the United States citizens has to have, everyone needs to band together and have a serious discussion. Is that legal to do in our own country? Does our Constitution allow them to basically assassinate us, the American taxpayer that supports these entities, to do this to us? Just remember, if it's not about you, then it's about your children. Your children don't have a chance if we don't stand up now. The paradigm shift and the window of opportunity is so narrow right now. If we don't stand up like yesterday, our odds of succeeding and having any viable solution is decreasing at lightning speed.
Well, I know it's all accurate because I covered it back at the time, and they just do all this. You saw that at COVID, they passed a law, but that's what the Supreme Court held. Just because the previous Supreme Court said blacks were two-thirds human didn't mean they could actually do that. That was wrong. You could pass a law saying you can murder your wife under Sharia law. We say we don't follow that law. We're going to rise up against it. That's what the Right to Revolt's about, and we just have to wake up and grow up and admit this is going on. Now, I want to do a plug here, though, because zeolites, I've been promoting zeolites for 30 years. They're excellent, but you guys have a special zeolite where your sponsor, our sponsor does, that brings in this great, great sea minerals with it, so it doesn't just take the bad stuff out, it replaces the good things. And I want to go to Mr. Zoll here in a moment, the filmmaker and researcher, and his take on the Iran thing and what he sees unfolding there right now. They say they've got a deal. We'll see if that holds. Edward Zoll in a moment. But I wanted to bring in Matt Hazen, who's a great sponsor of what we're doing and also what you're doing. Get Masterpiece.com. I heard this was great a year ago. Sort of taking it about 8 months ago. absolutely an incredible detoxifier. Great dreams, great skin, clarity. It's very special. So, Matt Hazen, give us your take on what we were just covering, but also because you're good at it, because you're right at the heart of it with the scientists you developed this with. Give us a pitch for Masterpiece, getmasterpiece.com. And they get a discount when they use that link, 10%.
Absolutely, Alex. This has been such a big memorial day we can show for you. We went over something that was really important that we need to unpack, which is glyphosate and what they're actually using glyphosate for in this entire 6G smart grid. It literally lowers your force field so that radiation of poisoning can affect your body on a much higher level. And so, unfortunately, with so many things out there and us all trying to figure out a way to protect ourselves from these things, there's no real companies that have actually done proper third-party clinical studies on things like glyphosate, except with the exception of Masterpiece. Masterpiece, a year and a half ago, performed a 27-people cohort study. This study actually passed through the highest science rigor of gold standard, which is the double-blinded peer-reviewed process. And what we found is in the study participants who took 10 drops a day of Masterpiece, which again is really less than a dollar a day, Alex. We're talking about something that is all natural and is less than a dollar a day. And it removed and reduced, mitigated the glyphosate levels by 71%. Think about that for a second. A lifelong accumulation in a study that was properly documented and passed the double-blinded peer review process.
And by the way, I remember reading the study, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys just had the toxicologist looking at everything that's normally in a panel. You weren't even thinking about glyphosate. Yep. And it was, because I remember before you even talked to this other scientist down in El Salvador when this came out in the last few months, you guys had already found this but didn't know what you had.
You know, yeah, we didn't know the extent of what we were, you know, we didn't know it was the first study that we were going to be studying for glyphosate or that it could get out glyphosate. We really kind of did a study originally on.
But that's how pure science, that's how pure science is you get more pieces of the jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. You know, hey, CIA, they do 1,000 different studies on the mind and you get some answers, you build another study, you get more answers. And that's really what happened with us because we are the only place that has actually done proper clinical studies that can boast and talk about their findings openly because it is ironclad scientific fact what we're talking about because it's made the high. I can go into any courtroom in any nation in the world, talk about these results because they have gone through the highest rigor. For less than a dollar a day, you can get your aluminum levels out 80%, graphene oxide levels out 90 days by 70-some percent. In our study. And recently, the reason why me and Jesse got to travel the world so much is because we did a Bluetooth study and he told us you can't tell people like these results as if it means that they have hope because of these results because it's so there's so much more to this internal human biosystem. And that was really awesome that he came aboard and ended up immediately being saying he'd be willing to do the testing. And in those testings, we have the charts if we can show them. But literally where Jesse, who is the right guy for the job, to be able to analyze it, literally took 23 different completed study participants. These are people in United Kingdom, and we can go to, just keep on zipping. It'll be page 8 or 9. That's page 2. And when we get to page 8, 9, and 10, you're going to see where people's bodies are reflecting or harmonizing. I'm not going to say the perfect words, and Jesse could correct me, but essentially our body should be not be emitting anything to do with synthetic silicon electronic-based circuitry. And when we're talking about people taking Masterpiece, which is removing these semiconductive metals such as graphene oxide, plastics such as synthetic silicon, we literally find that 80% of the system was no longer being tested by his nonlinear junction scanner. And what that essentially means is Masterpiece, without us allowing anybody to turn us into a transhuman or a body that is emitting human signals, it removed 80%. It stopped 80% of the signal. How good does their W-band system, how good does their fourth industrial revolution, how good does their plan work if so much of that system is removed out of the bodies? It can't be working nearly as good. And so hopefully there's a lot of other companies coming aboard. We're blessed that we have strong advocates for the truth, mind you, because If Masterpiece wasn't helping, such as the other 100 things that have come by, for instance, Jesse's Way in the last 15 years, we wouldn't be talking here on the show and going into this. So, yeah, getmasterpiece.com, everybody. This is the way you protect your family. This is a gentle way to get this stuff out of your body that is preventing you from really having your highest level of holistic health. Yes, your dreams start coming online when you clean out your pineal gland. Yes, you start dreaming a lot deeper. Yes, your hormonal system and digestive systems. Everything in our life is compromised by being poisoned. Something that gets out the poisons this effectively, like Masterpiece, the improvements in your health are going to be very undeniable, period. So, and you're, you know, for you to have this platform, Alex, and be so fearless for so long, it's very inspiring, very motivating, you know.
Well, listen, I've always known that zeolites pull toxins out, but this one particularly, you've done the study. Why does it pull all this garbage out so easily?
It's at a much smaller level. We're dealing with something that's actually smaller than the nanometer size. So when you're dealing with a zeolite that is known to grab all the wide range of toxins and you get it down so deep, it gets to a deeper level that other times when you're just taking powdered zeolite or other type of binders or chelators are not helping. But more, just as importantly, it's not just a zeolite mineral. It is the positive charged sea mineral plasma water, which is the perfect array of minerals that makes up your blood and all your extracellular fluids. So it's carrying in those minerals that your body needs, that it's starving for because the toxins are there. And as soon as it grabs out the toxin at those deep, deep levels, it's replenishing with the minerals. And it's amazing to see people's lives across the board. You just kind of hear everybody say the same thing. I've been dealing with this for so long. I start taking Masterpiece and this has gotten measurably better. And it's not a cure-all. You still need to take care of yourself. There's no easy button here that just is going to do it all, but this is a huge leg up on their plan. Their in-game plan is very much at frayed and doesn't work when people aren't poisoned, when people aren't connected to the W band, and when they're able to critically think and have the energy to do something about it, seriously.
Absolutely. Going back to Jesse Beltran, then I want to bring in Mr. Zoll to give his take on all these developments. It is heartening, though, that this MKUltra stuff is coming out. Where do you think we are on the timeline? Because like you were saying earlier, we don't have long to really trigger the total Great Awakening. I think we're right on the cusp. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, they're fast-forwarding the implementation of 6G. And once that happens, that is the optimal frequency above 100 gigahertz that the graphene oxide is amplified. So it basically, you're a precision antenna, your precision node. That was the whole purpose of this. You know, we talked about the ghost murmur, how they located that the pilot who went down in Iran. They will have the ability to locate any living organism on the planet because this is in everything. So it's so imperative that we get these amplification metals out of our system. You know, the Zeolite Z, the Masterpiece product, is part of the solution. I am now hopeful around the corner that there will be a treatment modality. And surprisingly enough, this is happening with Tier 1 personnel here in the United States that are going through this process, which I can't disclose just yet. But I was pleasantly surprised that when they showed me what they were being given in conjunction with the treatment was the Zeolite Z product, Masterpiece. So there is a huge benefit. This is real. I haven't supported anything in 20 years. This is the first time I ever supported anything, but I had to objectively make sure it worked for my clients because that's who I'm out here fighting for, is everyone who is suffering. And now, pretty much it's all of society who's been exposed to these lipid nano particle systems that are out there. So it's imperative that you start getting ahead of the game before that 6G is implemented, because the people who are symptomatic right now, those are the ones who were turned on. Those were the beta tests. But when that 6G is implemented by the people that I work for, not work for, but I communicate with in intelligence, is when the whole system is going to be turned on. And that means that every one of you who has been exposed to this will be turned on and become part of that node.
And by the way, we have all the Bill Gates and WF Pattons there. This is really going on. This is a fact. I mean, I'm on video 5 years ago when they did the pandemic saying with the Pattons, this is nanotech, self-replicating, basically plugs for them to energize and manipulate your physiology. This is Havana Syndrome on steroids. Powerful information. Let's bring in Edward Zoll. Tank commander turned filmmaker, investigative journalist, heads the media TLM, which produces for several nationwide conservative shows. The blockbuster COVID documentary Died Suddenly, got COVID, Died Suddenly 2 about to come out, and Died Suddenly on X, real Edward Zoll. Edward, didn't know you'd be here today. I'm glad you could be. Sorry to leave you on hold, but the new studio, we can only bring in two people at once. We're about to expand out to like four. A lot of little bugs that work out here. And we had you in a few weeks ago in studio as one of our first guests. It's great to have you. 35,000-foot view. I mean, all this stuff is a distraction. These wars, all of it, from the Epstein class, from the mad scientist takeover, but also the Iran situation. I know you had some information on that from your sources and where this is all going.
Yeah, so Alex, you hit it right on the head. I think much of what we're experiencing right now is a distraction. And distraction in the sense of, you know, we talk about the war. The war is important to you and I. I mean, look, for many Americans, you know, we look at what's going on with the war. We look at the gas pump. We look at the cost of food. We look at the cost of many of our goods that we need. And, you know, around the globe, Americans have been perceived as either being aggressively mediocre or aggressively evil. As Jesse kind of noted, as I think, honestly, the reason why we've been able to maintain this world order since World War II, it's because we're the most bloodthirsty, the meanest, the most evil of the global powers. And, you know, you think happy-go-lucky America is not going to have this kind of perception. But the truth is we will kill anybody. And it's not even a shock that we've allied with Israel, who will rise up and kill first, whether it be a child, whether it be a schoolgirl, or whether it be an enemy they've sold to us as, you know, an enemy. I mean, we produce for one of the White House outlets for Gateway Pundit, you know, Jordan Conradson's the correspondent that I work with daily. And so I was just talking to him, Alex, about the meeting that's taking place at the White House. So quickly, the update is, it looks like the United States has essentially surrendered. And I say this because you're looking at the Washington Times article right there in front of you, Iran to announce draft of peace deal within 24 hours. The U.S. and Iran reportedly have come to a deal. And the only thing left right now on the plate is how to sell it to Israel so they will not go ahead and attack on their own. But again, we point back to the distractions. While we're talking about the war, which is important and we have to cover, we're not talking about the deal that just occurred between NVIDIA and China at the basically behest and allowance of the U.S. government, you know, during President Trump's trip to China. Now, why this is important, you know, Jesse mentioned 6G. He mentioned this grid that when it's in place, we have been eliminated from the decision matrix. And what's happening right now? You mentioned this in your interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And about the concept of maybe there being this administration that survives long past President Trump's second term. And I think the tone and really the pattern that I'm seeing emerge is that you and I, they want the average American to be eliminated from the decision matrix. They don't care if you vote. They don't care if you complain online. They don't care about your opinion. And this is evident, for example, in the notion of what Jeff Bezos just said to CNBC. He said, you know, we should just cut taxes for all people under the 50% margin. You know, they pay so little anyway. And people like me, you know, the owner of Amazon and the guy that's invested in many of the tech, you know, infrastructure that's leading to 6G and leading to the manipulation of individuals through the metals and other structures inside of us. You know, let us control things. The same concept was covered in your interview, is that there is this mentality that we need to go backwards, like the Constitution be damned. Maybe we'll go back to the founding fathers where instead of its landowners, it's actually its wealth owners, its equity owners in the country. And then
they're getting ready to bring out the social credit score and the universal basic income.
Exactly. Exactly. You get Americans like us. Hey, guess what? You don't have an ownership stake. Alex Jones, sorry, you're now a peasant. You don't get to have a say because you don't own enough or you don't have enough of an investment. But look, with Iran and much of what's happening, the terms of what I've just been told of the deal is going to be, it's going to be no nuclear disarmament. So they do not have to give up enriched uranium. Iran doesn't have to give up enriched uranium. The funds, which have been frozen, are going to be unfrozen and given back prior to the signing. And the third thing is going to be that the Strait of Hormuz will remain in control under the Iranian government. But the passage, the number of ships that will be allowed to go through the Strait of Hormuz will go back to the pre-war era. Now, this all, again, is an admission that the United States cannot stop the Iranians from sending drones and missiles to hit the ships passing through. So essentially, America is saying, I know we've gone on this expedition for 3 months and bankrupted, our interceptor arsenal and made an embarrassment of much of our resources in the region, but we are looking for the best possible defeat. And that's what this essentially is. We've announced that we are going to make peace deal on the terms of the Iranian government.
And now we've learned, which Netanyahu said he was doing 9 months ago, that they have Israeli intelligence doxing people, attacking people, censoring people, working with the White House under Gorka, targeting myself and a bunch of others because of a whistleblower that just came out and all the documents. I mean, that is just treason. It's just never ending.
Well, and it's a war. It's civil war between the ODNI and the CIA. And what Jesse's been covering, you have to take this into consideration. If what Jesse's saying is possible, that the U.S. government and other intelligence agencies around the world, and what we've heard again from whistleblowers like Raif Hassam, is that the government through the CIA has the ability to enter the sovereignty of any individual's brains. And able to manipulate them, able to gaslight them, able to see what they're doing, maybe in the future or maybe in the present. You know, this power, if the CIA solely has this, then it doesn't even matter who the president is. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, she was completely outgunned then going into this fight with the CIA because the CIA has essentially said, we're in control. And with this kind of power, maybe the one thing the CIA doesn't want to have public is that they are this powerful, that they are in this form of control. They want to stay behind the scenes. But if you think about it, with much of what we've talked about today, the only thing they want is they want the public to stay asleep. They want to be able to control the public. And when it comes to this glyphosate ruling and many of the things that we're talking about with detoxification, they don't want the public doing any of these things. They want us in fear. They want us in a malleable, dumb, straightened out state that, again, we can remain this perceived aggressively mediocre peasant class, that when it comes to the ability for them to control us, it's very easy, right? They just get us rah-rahing about the next Trump administration or the next ruling for childhood care or these other things. When what really matters, as Jesse's noted, we have this year to take back control of our government. And we have to stand behind people that have actually taken the stand in the government, like Joe Kent. When he resigned, I mean, it would have been great for Tulsi Gabbard to resign in conjunction with him, because that would have sent quite the message. But, you know, Tulsi tried to hold on. I mean, I've heard that she tried to hold on because of those documents that the CIA had relinquished over to her office. Well, the CIA wasn't going to wait, again, for her husband's cancer announcement, these other things. The CIA was making sure that even if Tulsi resigns, as she's now announced, she's not resigned yet. She's still in the position, actually. I would encourage the former congresswoman and now director of national intelligence to come out with the information to tell the American public the status, the situation that we're in.
Well, she had so much courage and didn't get backed enough, and she brought out all the cross for Hurricane, the proof of the treason by Obama, nothing was done. And that's what Reuters was reporting, but also Steve Bannon, that she was told to resign. And so what happens to Trump now? Republican leadership is freaking out, so the disaster is coming. The poll numbers show the worst ever for any president in modern history. He really bought a bill of goods from Netanyahu.
Oh, he sure did. And of course, there's many, many different narratives that are circulating in D.C. Of course, one of them is, oh, President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, they're mad at each other. You know, they have to dumb these things down, right, for the peasant class to try to consume. Oh, they're friends, but they're mad at each other right now. And they had a furious conversation. Oh, and he's not going to like this peace deal. I tell you, when it comes to President Trump, if it's not Benjamin Netanyahu manipulating him, it's one of many other interest groups. And at this point, it just seems to me, I think one of the reasons why all these officials, they rush back to the White House is that they're wanting to make sure they lobby for their own interests. Like you mentioned, Sebastian Gorka, clearly he's trying to become the director of national intelligence. You've got Pete Hegseth, who's trying to not get blamed for the worst outcome of a war since Vietnam or a comparative to the Teutonburg Forest disaster for the Roman Empire. And even Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio, he's hoping he just doesn't get blamed for the breakdown of diplomacy. He's in India right now. But I think ultimately for President Trump, Alex, you know, he's essentially going to be powerless after the midterms. I think everyone kind of understands that, for the most part, He can scream and yell as long as he doesn't make himself out to be a dictator, right? As long as he doesn't start ruling through executive order and doing things which are completely illegal. You know, he will be irrelevant. But until then, he's completely relevant. And I think for President Trump, he's mad right now. He's in chaos mode.
Yeah, and don't again, all the white pillars who called us panickers, don't they feel like fools right now for attacking us and saying he should have listened to Tulsi Gabbard and the Pentagon and not done this? And I'm worried that, like you said, Israel should do some big false flag, try to kill Trump or his family, say Iran did it. We already see them priming the pump with Ivanka on that. All right, well, that's amazing. Edward Zoll, I'm going to get you on as a guest by yourself soon. The same thing with our other guest as well, Jesse Beltran. Of course, I want him to get some final comments. And, of course, Matt Hazen. So we'll get final comments from them. Thank you so much, Mr. Zoll. Going back to Jesse Beltran, closing comments, bookends on all this.
Well, we've got to remember that Dr. Ido Bachelet gave that TED Med talk in Israel, and he was talking about the nanotech, the 1,000 billion robots that he had in a 1cc syringe, and how they can be controlled with RF. All roads are leading back to Israel. He signs a contract with Pfizer in 2015. So although we're blaming it on the Chinese, we got to pay close attention to connecting those dots. And what most people won't know is that my organization also developed security software. And one of those individuals who was helping us develop that was an Israeli, and he's in the top 1% in the type of things that he does. He developed Sky 360, but he was also in Israel in a room with the generals, and they were having some drinks, and he shares this with me, and he says, Jesse, they said that they are the ones who can make anything happen in the world whenever, wherever they want. And he said, including making the world believe that we are being attacked by aliens. And I hope you let that sink in spite of what has been disclosed recently. It's time that we all band together and we get rid of our divisiveness, because the one language we speak, all can speak, is love. We need to band together and take back our power. The window of opportunity is now. The time of action is now. And now is the time.
Well, that's right. I've also noticed it's been a bunch of Israelis that are hyping alien invasion in the news as well. They're definitely at the heart of it. You got Steven Spielberg's movie coming out next month, hyping, you know, Disclosure Day. They're definitely using this as a big distraction. The question is, why are they doing it now? Because they've had this ready for years for this date. The bigger question is, how is it going for the globalists? How is their master plan going, Jesse?
Well, you know, we're seeing glimpses of holes being punched in the system, but I'm not convinced that it's completely done. My concern is they think they have won the end game, and this is why we just had this non-consensual Internet of Things system implanted in the majority of the population. You wouldn't make that chess move unless you knew that you were going to win in the end, that you were going to get the checkmate. I'm hoping that humanity can band together and that we can create a stalemate and eventually take back our pieces.
Well said. A great product with Matt Hazen, the very best theolite out there. Really, really special. Everybody should be taking it. People can find that and get 10% off when you use that URL. Just when you use that URL, there's an additional 10% off when you go to their main site on the masterpiece. Zeolite. So again, we'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. It's getmasterpiece.com, getmasterpiece.com, one word. And it's just using that link, 10% off right off the top when you get there. Thank you, Jesse Beltran, for giving us time on the Saturday afternoon.
Thank you, Alex. As you're a patriot, you're a hero in my book, and thank you for the work that you're putting forward.
Well, the listeners are heroes. Keep us on air. Well, thank you. Could do without you. Absolutely. You're a hero. But we're all in this together, so it's all a community effort. Thank you. Matt Hazen, closing comments, what we just covered.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we all need to keep our eye on the prize. They have an end game that they are nearing the end of their time frame for it with Agenda 2030. So we need to remember that their end game, the most important part of it, their keystone part, their critical, crucial linchpin part of it, it is literally this internal computer biosystem that must be connected to their smart grid in order for them to have the level of control that they think they already have in us. And Jesse is dead on accurate when he's talking about it. They would not, with their own admission, release the Epstein files, show that they have this whole way of controlling us, our thoughts, our feelings, hallucinations. They wouldn't let the cat out of the bag that all these people that are supposed alien abductees are actually people that have been had this system used inside of them to produce these hallucinations and memory locks. And so getting those components out of our bodies, these unnatural semiconductive components out of our bodies individually for our families is the biggest thing that we can do individually to combat this. Do your part, people. We are literally dealing with something that is a proven antidote in the highest levels of science where me can, as the founder can go anywhere I want and say, glyphosate, aluminum, graphene oxide, synthetic silicon-based electronic circuitry. We've done the studies. We're publishing on the studies. This, we need to get this stuff out of everybody's bodies. It's $1 a day. This is the most, Alex, there has never, ever been a product more attacked by the system that's let us all down, the system that thinks it has to govern us, the system that's based on control has attacked Masterpiece by far more than any other product before. And there's a reason for that. So find out for everybody. And that's my biggest thing that I can tell everybody.
All right.
That
powerful, powerful information. Matt Hazen, talk to you soon. Get Masterpiece.com. Thank you. All right. Great job to the crew. If you missed the first part of the show, we get into all the latest Iran developments. Then I get into the Israeli government targeting myself and many others. It's been leaked, part of it declassified. And I saw a bunch of the comments on X. Oh, God, Alex, now you're the guy obsessed with Israel all day. I've always been covering everything. Israel's done some corrupt things, had some problems, but that was not what I obsessed on. Now Israel is trying to take over the Trump administration, did get us into this war, is saying they're censoring, is taking over our elections, is doing all the stuff they said Russia was doing, but for real. And so, yeah, you bet I'm standing up for our sovereignty, and you bet this is going on, and you bet it's wrong. It's absolutely out of control. It is insane. And that's why when you stand with us at thealexandstore.com, get the products, they're great, supplements, all of it, it funds our operation and our sponsors like getmasterpiece.com, because it's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. They're colonizing our bodies with all the aluminum dioxide, barium salts, the nanotech. It's in mainline, you know, articles 10 years ago that suddenly people are coming back with MAC addresses when you put a scanner to them, and they go, we don't know why. And you scan their bodies. There's not the traditional chips. It's been about 10 years since they were using those. That's been proven, you know, especially military personnel. No, it's all nanotech, folks, because your body's electrochemical. So it's just a receiver transmitter, and they add this stuff in so they can read it. You had all these Bill Gates patents. I mean, it's the final frontier. Even beyond space or undersea, is us, our bodies, our minds. But God bless Tulsi Gabbard and pray for her. And I hope we can get peace here and just pray for President Trump to, you know, get away from this evil he's been sucked in by. And I hope Trump comes out and fires Gorka and says, you're not going to use the Israelis to target the American people that he was involved in when he was the deputy head of counterterrorism. I mean, I don't think Joe Kent knew about this either. Maybe he did. It was classified and he had to quit over it. We're going to find out a lot more, though. That's the bottom line. So we're going to start retransmission now. If you missed any of the first hour, we just did 2 hours and about 15 minutes live. And Lord willing, I'll be here at the Alex Jones Network tomorrow night, 4 to 8 p.m. And I got a bunch of special guests. I'm not just doing 2 hours tomorrow night. I'm doing more. So be sure and tune in at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. All right, to the crew, another excellent job. And I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the listeners supporting us for the crew, because they are the best. And just pray for us, and we'll pray for you. Thank you so much. Now let's hope this Iran war can get shut down. I think if Trump makes a deal, Israel's just going to – Israel said they're not going to stop. So I'm hoping for the best, preparing for the worst. Stay with us and share those live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Those are the coordinates of freedom. Share those links. The bad guys hope you don't. We have a massive sale running through Monday, the biggest sale that we've done in a year at thealexjonesstore.com. The Memorial Day sale, on top of all the other discounts that are already there that stay in place, makes a bunch of these products lost leaders. But we know you're going to love them so much. We have a 90%+ reorder rate. We know we can do this. For those of you on the fence, Memorial Day sale, that means the deals are already marked down. And now you're getting at checkout additional 25% off the top. This is the time to load up. This is Memorial Day sale. It only goes until Monday evening at midnight, rolling over into Tuesday. Take action now. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended until Monday as well. Take action now. Buy one T3 Trifecta Pure Atomic, meaning atomic chart, pure iodine. Does incredible things to the body, the missing link. Get another bottle of T3 iodine free. You can also get Ultra Methylene Blue, or medical grade methylene blue, the very best out there, and get another bottle free. Or buy one bottle of T3 iodine, get another bottle of methylene blue free. Mix and match, or get one bottle of one and get the same product. It's your choice. Also, it's selling out this weekend, the new Freedom Shield wallet. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me and 1776. They with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum. This thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. It holds up to 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection, a secure cash strap, and quick pull tab access. So you get strength, security, and premium patriotic design all in one wallet. These are sold at stores for $100, normal price $69. We're selling it for $49 for regular listeners. For VIPs, theauctionstore.com, $39.20. Take action now. I only sell you stuff that really works. Yes, anybody that's a good salesman. What's the best salesman? A salesman that sells a good product. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our Shilajit, all of our products are the very best. Our spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force is incredible. Warcry smelling salts, ultra DNA revival, with 25% off on top of that, it's a lost leader. 35% off with 25% off on top of it at checkout. That's a lost leader. Zeolite tincture, creatine powder, atomic defense, methylene red tincture. This is the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now, and I thank you for your support. You won't be disappointed. Thealexjonesstore.com.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com. We've only just begun to fight. Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.